Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Let's turn now to the latest installment of the Remembrance Project, our series of stories from writer Alyssa Eli about ordinary people who lived extraordinary lives.
For Joseph Zaluski, life on a Polish farm near the Russian border was filled with swimming holes and the sounds of World War II bombs dropping on Warsaw. When he was 18, he was deported with his family to a Siberian work camp. Liberation came 2 years later when Jadek, as he was known, enlisted in the Polish Army's Second Corps. The military released him from one dark place but set him into another, the Battle of Monte Cassino in Italy, with over 20,000 deaths. He didn't see his mother or twin sister again for 20 years. But war also brought him his wife of over half a century, a Polish-American sending care packages from Massachusetts to Polish soldiers. His bunkmate wasn't interested in socks and handkerchiefs, so Jadek wrote her back. Years later, after he'd learned English, his four daughters knew when an argument was brewing because their parents would suddenly switch back to speaking Polish. One daughter, raised on episodes of I Love Lucy, thought they were Cuban and speaking Spanish. Jadek could replace car brakes or a water boiler, sink a well in the backyard, and into his 80s crawl under a house to fix pipes. Eventually, he turned his gifted hands and mechanical mind to television repair. His wife sat in the station wagon while he made calls, raising antennae, clamoring around on high roofs, close to the sky. Space fascinated him. He read the Planetary Society magazine and watched every shuttle launch. He recorded the 1969 moon landing on reel-to-reel and loved Star Trek because explosions were visually dramatic but soundless, just like in real space. After his early trauma, Jadek became a man of habits. He ate the same breakfast, English muffin with bitter marmalade and a slice of Land O'Lakes white American cheese, and stirred his coffee the same number of times. But he knew how to loosen up, too. Everyone wanted to dance with him at weddings. Jadek rejoiced that he could send each of his daughters to college and teach them how to replace toilets. He rejoiced to see the end of communist rule in Poland. Joseph Zaluski was 90 years old when he died in Peabody on August 27th, and all his life he'd been amazed to be alive.
That's writer Alyssa Eli remembering Joseph Zaluski, whom, as she said, died in Peabody at the age of 90.
And if you'd like to nominate someone for the Remembrance Project, send an email to remember@wbur.org, or you can go to wbur.org for more information.